So we're doing the Machlokas in Tzitzon of Ishmael. So Rav Tosfos Divrei Maaseh on Tesson Beis Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Beged Einli Ela Beged Tzemer. Bottom one. So it turns out there's Machlok, basic Machlok is Tzitzon of Ishmael. The first Tzitzon of Ishmael says that all Begadim are Tzemer and Pishta. Whenever Torah uses the word Tzitzon Beged, it means only Tzemer and Pishta, because the Torah used the word Beged Stam, and then one place it says, what's that one place? By Negayim, right? By Negayim, yes. It says, Beged Tzemer over Beged Pishtam. Oh, right, Beged Tzemer over Beged Pishtam. So therefore it teaches you that whenever it says Beged, it means Beged Tzemer or Beged Pishtam. Okay? That was the Shita. Then the other Tana of Ishmael says, no. It says, oh, Beged. So, oh, Beged comes to include even Sharmin. Not only term Pishtim, but other meaning as well. So the question is, what's this O? Where does O come from? So Rashi learns it's the very same O that the first time there. It's the very same location as the first time of Shmuel. Except that it says, chooses Beged Tzemer, Beged Pishtim. It says Beged Tzemer, O be Beged Pishtim. So it's telling you, even though we're referring to Tzemer, it's the plural of Tzemer and Pishtim, but it's the more extensive definition of Tzemer and Pishtim to include anything which will function in the same manner as Tzemer and Pishtim, namely, begot materials which are really omei lebegadim. So just in the time of the Torah, the only ones were Tzemer and Pishtim, but the Torah in O is giving you a more extensive framework to which to define Tzemer and Pishtim. Right? So therefore, it's going to be other meaning as well. That was the second. That was the way we learned the Rashi, right?
Fine. Now,
okay, so that's the way Rashi learns. Tosus doesn't like it for a series of questions. I mean, he says, one of them is, he says, should say, oh, bibeged, because that's the lashon there. It doesn't say, oh, beged. He says, so he rather Rashi, Tosfos says that, oh, beged is a completely different place. Nothing to do with Tosfos Negayim. Nothing to do with Negayim. Nothing to do with beged, same old beged fishing. It's a different pasuk. The pasuk in Sharetz, Tumas Sharetz, which is Yud Aleph, and Vayikra Yud Aleph, Lamed Beis. Chol Asher Yipol, Allah, Me'em, V'Mosim, Yitno. Mikol Kali Eitz, O Beged, O Oro, Sokol Kali Eshes, Malacha, Bahem, Bahem, Yuba, Tumer, Arbetai. So, O Beged, it's one of the list of many things which Sheretz is Mitame. O Beged, so what's O Beged teaching you? It's a more extensive definition of Beged, not only to every Peshtun, but everything. And since in that location, I guess, it says, O Beged is a reference to everything, so to always. So the question is what's the difference? What's the difference whether you say like Rashi that it's the same O, Beged Tzemer over Beged Pishtim, like as the first one Ishmael learns, or no, you say like Tosfos that it's learned from a different one, from Tumas Sharetz. I mean, who cares about the Gemara or Sharetz? I mean, what's the difference? But bottom line, is there any conceptual difference, or is it just a matter of which word is the word you learn it from? And why is it just seems like what's, it would be nice if there's some significance other than just the actual factual location. Seems it should have some impact. Okay, so what I want to say is like this, is that, see, Tosfos, I want to say Tosfos is really going back to the old way we used to think about it before we got so sophisticated in Rashi. Okay? See, what was our original question? Our original question was, remember when we were approaching the sig in the first place, we wanted to know which meaning are the begadim. So what did we think? We thought Beged was a functional idea. That is, whatever functions as a beged is beged, right? That was what we assumed was the second side, right? But then we went to the first side. We said, "All right, so why limit only to beged tzemer and pishtim?" So we said, "No, because his whole idea is that the substance first, the chafs has to be a beged, and then you wear it. So how is it defined as beged through the substance?" And then we went back and said, "All right, so what does the other second man d'amar say?" And he agrees with that. He agrees with that. That it's the substance, Tzemer Pishtim, but it's the more inclusive substance. Now, why did we say he agrees with that? Why did we say he agrees with that? Because the Pasuk, first of all, because it's simpler, it's a smaller machlokas, and because he learns from the same thing, Beged Tzemer, Beged Pishtim, but he just says, oh! So, oh is an inclusive Tzemer Pishtim, so it means he agrees in concept with the idea that Beged is defined based upon substance. It's just that he's giving a more broad definition of substance, right? Oh, but according to Tosfos, that you're not learning from that pasuk, you're learning from a completely different pasuk. Oh, Beged means when Torah is talking about Beged, it describes it in a Reboy type of a way. So it tells you that the Beged, which the Torah is referring to, is the most extensive definition of Beged. Not the limited definition of Beged, but the extensive definition of Beged. So what does that mean? It means it's not the definition which is limited, namely that upon the substance, which would be Tzemer, Tzemer Pishlan. Rather, it's Beged as a functional object, which is the way you always would have looked at it. It means that which functions as a Beged is a Beged. So out of any man. Any man. You know what I mean? It's the way we always would have thought it. You know, like I think we got caught in the way, we, you know, what was the new way of looking at it, because, you know, that's what we're doing in Rashi. But once you say Tosus learns that the second time Yishmael is learned to do it, Tzemer Pishlan, so we'll say, let's just take it, whatever, for every reason in God, it's a Beged Tzemer Pishlan. But that's not the limud. He says there's a better limud. Oh, Beged doesn't say anything about that. It just gives you an extensive definition. So therefore, that's the way Torah is always is a reference. All begun, they're always that. Anything, any functional entity. It would be interesting in Nafgamina, it would seem to be, at least it seems to me, maybe tell me what you think, is a Nafgamina in Rashi and Tosfos would be if you have like a Beged, like a plastic bag, or made it, you wear it as a Beged. You know, it functions as a Beged. You know what I mean? So if you say Rashi's way, that Beged means it's anything which is like Temer and Pishtun in that time and place, so plastic bag isn't a lesson like that. So I happen to wear it as a Beged, who really cares, because it's not so the substance. But according to Tosafot, the Beged is a functional object, right? So then, if that's what I'm wearing, then that's my Beged. It has nothing to do with the material. Bottom line is, it means that which I am using as a Beged. So therefore, you could argue, it would seem, I mean, unless you want to say somehow it's not going to work, I don't see why it wouldn't work. But it would seem that whatever, it's a functional idea, so whatever's functioning, if you're really wearing it as a Beged, then it would be Beged. That would be a Nafgamina, according to between the two Svaras. It's interesting, according to Tosfos, the difference in Rashi and Tosfos, according to Rashi, the Machlokas is very close. They're very close together. You know what I mean? They all agree it's a Beged as a substance. So the question is could you define it? Could it change Ladoros? It would seem Tosfos doesn't like this idea of changing Ladoros. But you can say, if you want to tell me it's Tzemer Pishlan, it's Tzemer Pishlan. You can't change. That's what it is. So the other Shita, the other Torah Shmuel, is arguing is further apart. It's a more fundamental question of what is, how do you define Beged, based upon substance or based upon function. You know what I mean? So, but apparently Tos does it, I guess what you could say what Tos doesn't like about Rashi's way is that he may not hold by that idea of changing. If it's Tzemer Pishlan, means the substance, then how does it change in later generations? Because he doesn't like that idea. You know what I mean? It's the only way he holds you can include other things if you say that it doesn't mean Tzemer Pishlan. It means a functional thing. So whatever functions. So not telling you something. And what we should explain, though, is how Tosfos is going to learn our Gemara. This very Gemara. which is, given that you have this machlokas, the Gemara tries to prove from the fact that Meshi works for Meshi, it wants to prove that Meshi is only Chayev Midrabanan. Because if it's Chayev Midrabanan, I can understand how Meshi could work for Meshi. But if it's Chayev Min HaTorah, right, Meshi is Chayev Min HaTorah, which means, according to Tosfos, that your definition of Beged is a functional entity. So then the Gemara says, so how could it be that Meshi will work for Meshi? Only Tzemer Pishlan should work. Right? But why is that? I mean, remember that thing? That we did that within Rashi, but how do you understand that question within Tosos? Right? And then the Gemara answers, no, because Hakarav Min Kanaf. So Hakarav Min Kanaf teaches you that even Meshi could work for Meshi, even though it's Min HaTorah. Right? Remember in Rashi we said that because in words, even if you say that it could change the Doros, but a mitzvah, you'd say it can't change the Doros. But no, it could because it's an extension of the Beged. You know, but how do we explain that according to Tosos? Why the Gemara has such a hard time saying that Lavan could be Meshi, you know, on Meshi Beged. I think the same answer we said in Rashi could apply exactly equally to Tosfos. See, because this, I think Ilan thought of this. But it's because, again, what are we saying? We're saying that Beged is a purely functional entity. So therefore, it could be any min. There's no limitation in min, right? It's one thing to say Beged, which is a worldly object, which the Torah halachifies, is defined as anything which may happen to function in a certain manner. But when it comes to a chafta shel mitzvah, namely lavan, so you could argue that you need more definitiveness than that. What's the substance of lavan? What do you say? Anything, any material which may function as baguette or to extend baguette, what kind of chatzah shel mitzvah demands something definite. So that if you want something definite, a substance which is definite baguette, then you say it's Tamar Pishta. It's the same way as in Rashi. That it's one thing to say you can have that type of a loose category, anything which functions when it comes to the beg, because beg it is a functional object. But mitzvah stitzis is a mitzvah. So the chatzah shel mitzvah lova, and you'd say it doesn't work. That doesn't fly. But the answer is no, like as before. Since this mitzvah is not an ordinary chatzah shel mitzvah, but here the mitzvah is to extend the beged, so, and beged is a functional thing, so it's going to be whatever material was the beged, this is going to extend the beged. So it doesn't matter. So therefore it's not an ordinary chatzah shel mitzvah, so it's not limited by the normal parameters of a chatzah shel mitzvah. I think it's an interesting point in methodology. If you like the svara, I think it's an interesting point in methodology. Because sometimes, like, you see, we ended up, when we first started the sugya, that was what we thought, always thought of beged. And that's what we thought the second Talmud Rishmael held, is that it's a functional thing. We thought that makes perfect sense. But then we were hard-pressed to explain why only Tamar Pishta. And in doing so, we created this whole idea that beged is a substance, and you need an underlying substance in order for it to be beged. And then we went back and showed that within Rashi, really the second Mandam are also held that, because beged Tamar beged Pishta. And now, when we're thinking about Tosfos, we're trying again to squeeze him into that same world, because that's the move we made. But you can't just forget that move isn't the only way to look at things. That's just the way we forced ourselves into, because the sugya led us there. But now we're looking at Tosfos, we have to look at it fresh. You know what I mean? So now we have to, you know, go back. We can't force everyone to learn the same way as, you know what I mean? And if you think, the reason why we did that was because of that. Beged Tamar, beged Pishta. Because exactly, and that's why Rashi is specific about doing that. Because that's what Rashi doesn't. That's why it tells a lot of questions on Rashi. That must be that's why Rashi does it. Because Rashi doesn't want to make the machlokas so far apart. So Rashi is specifically going to read the Gemara a little funny. And he's going to say that's it. Same possibly. Yeah? But Tosfos doesn't hold it. You know what I mean?